abiding in the light of I am with complete clarity, discipline of absolute presence, and at the same time maintaining the quality of complete gentleness, being totally soft. Loving, this loving energy has no object. It is how the soul is experiencing herself. Freeing the state of I am from any influences coming from me, coming from mental self that mental self is being constantly surrendered, sinking into the pool of I am. Only one layer of me consciousness is allowed to merge with I am. That which we call pure me. The me that is so pure, so free from the mental construct, from the psychological construct, that it represents the perfect reflection of the soul in human consciousness, that perfect me. Can abide and gradually unify itself with the consciousness of the soul. All the rest must go. The foundation of transcending personality is not only awakening to our true nature, which alone will not free us from our mental self. This foundation, this prerequisite, is very simple. We must fall in love with our own soul. the deep sense of happiness, bliss, the deep gratification that we receive from abiding in I Am has to override totally any primitive, superficial satisfaction that we get from the mind, from human emotions, from all those thoughts. From the ego construct, that which we call purity is not merely a function of purifying our psyche. It goes much deeper. It is a result of our surrender to the consciousness of the soul. Only soul is pure. The psyche is always to a degree contaminated. Someone is pure only when he or she has surrendered to the soul. That is pure being, pure human. Reaching the state of purity is not a result of gradual cleansing of the psyche. It is a sudden shift in our existence where we surrender, we fall, our existence falls into the identity of the soul. That which is pure is not you, is your higher self, which is the real you. Purification of the psyche is the byproduct of embodying the state of unconditional purity. Someone who has not embodied that purity cannot be purified, because he lives on the wrong side of reality. Ego consciousness separated from the soul is the fundamental shadow that has to be transcended. That ego, no matter how it tries, its very existence is arrogance, insincerity, insensitivity, stupidity. must surrender to your soul, otherwise existence will not allow you to evolve. You will be not allowed to enter the temple of the beloved. You can do 1,000 retreats. You can perform all kind of sacrifices, all in vain. Falling in love with the soul is a result of profound understanding. Existential awakening. Or simply speaking, coming back to one's senses. Those who evolve, who have reached a significant level of evolution in this dimension, are only those who have fallen in love with their souls. Many are wondering about the mysterious workings of grace. Grace does not come because you pray, because you go to temples. Grace is a natural response of existence to you falling in love with your true self. Otherwise, the grace is not seeing you. It's like you did not exist. You want to exist. Surrender to your own soul, to the light of your true self. This is where you come into existence. And suddenly you become visible to the divine. It's not sentimental, it's real. Moment to moment, embodying your true nature, growing into your soul, and through your surrender, allowing the soul to mature into becoming more and more complete. letting go of the ghost of the mind. Being empty, no concept, no thought. Each moment as the thought arises, there's a simultaneous recognition and surrender to I am. So the thought cannot really grow roots. It is being dissolved in the very instant it arises. Each one of you has suffered enough, and there is a way out of suffering. The real way. Don't waste time. Bliss, clarity, transparency, peace, restfulness, strength, are the qualities of our true nature. The different characteristics of being our very soul.